For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Dividing up chores in the household can cause conflict. Some new apps could help. We'll have more on that in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Two Democratic lawmakers from Silicon Valley are proposing legislation to regulate the collection of personal information in the U.S. Representatives Anna Eshoo and Zoe Lofgren of California have been tech industry allies, but the proposed privacy law would give people new rights to control how online services use their personal information and the ability to request corrections or deletions to that information. It would also create a U.S. digital privacy agency to write and enforce privacy rules. But the proposal is unlikely to become law. Republicans control the Senate, and the bill contains ideas GOP lawmakers could resist, such as creating a new government agency and giving individuals expanded rights to sue for damages in the event of a privacy violation. Xerox and Fujifilm have agreed to end a 57-year-old joint venture more than a year after an attempt at a full merger soured. Xerox has agreed to sell Fujifilm its 25% stake in Fuji Xerox for $2.3 billion. As part of the deal, Fujifilm's lawsuit against Xerox for walking away from Fuji Xerox will also be dismissed. Exiting the venture and removing the lawsuit could free the companies to make major strategical and geographical shifts. Fuji Xerox sells copiers and printers in the Asia-Pacific region. It generated roughly $9.3 billion in revenue in its most recent fiscal year. And AI is coming to Kroger. The supermarket chain wants to simplify tasks for its associates through technology, according to Mary Ellen Adcock, the company's senior vice president of retail operations. Kroger is using machine learning for improving order accuracy or turning to robotics to handle manual tasks. It's also in the stages of rolling out digital tags that can show product availability on the shelves.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Divvying up household chores has sparked more than a few arguments among married couples, especially those with families. But now, as the Wall Street Journal reports, to keep things fair, or at least to avoid fights, couples are turning to technology in the form of labor-sharing apps and shared calendars. Julie Jargon is family and tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal and has the story for us. Julie, the purpose of these apps seems to be to make the handling of to-do lists more equitable. Isn't that right?
That's right. This has been kind of a long-standing debate in many households question, who does more around the house? And so various apps and other technologies have come into the picture to help couples navigate the domestic duties and, show some more transparency so that one doesn't necessarily feel like all of the burden of the household tasks is on his or her shoulders.
So what are some of these digital task trackers?
Some are just as simple as the Notes app that comes loaded onto the iPhone. Some people are just taking a really simple approach and using that and sharing that list. Others are using apps that are specifically made for this reason. There's one called Wunderlist, which is all about list making, and some people use it to track their grocery lists. Others are using it to organize their to-dos. There's even one that was not designed for the purposes of being used on the home front. One is called Asana, and it is intended for the workplace. It's kind of a project management app that people have begun using at home to plan everything from weddings to just keep track of their daily chores.
Much of your story was taken to talking to some very busy heads of households about how they employ the apps. Why don't you tell us about a couple of them?
Sure. Well, this one couple in particular in Long Island City, they communicate through a Slack channel that they use. They're both on Slack at work, and they created a family channel to communicate with throughout the day. They send each other calendar invites through that so that they can keep track of family meetings that they need to have. And they're the ones that use this Asana app. The mom had used that at a previous job of hers, and she decided to use that at home. So she assigns and designates tasks to her husband, sets deadlines for when they should be completed, and they share, you know, that back and forth through that app. And, you know, everything from just kind of chores like, you know, you need to fix the Lego table. You have a month to do that. Her husband assigned to her that she needs to fold the laundry, which is a task she apparently was pushing off because she hates it so much. They even put on there their, you know, Halloween costume ordering responsibilities. So, you know, it's a way that they can kind of track all of those to-dos. Another couple used an app called Labor of Love, and that is specifically designed to assign values to certain domestic tasks. Couples can choose to create a, you know, a number of points that they assign to completing a task. Maybe they could set 10 as the highest number and one is the lowest. And after a certain number of points have been accumulated, they can establish a reward, just kind of a way to gamify the whole experience of doing the not fun stuff around the house and motivate them to complete those tasks so they can go out and have a date night or get massages or whatever kind of reward they want to choose for themselves.
Do these trackers do a good job of cutting down on disputes, especially the agreement to do tasks that, you know, one partner may not like?
Yeah, some of the couples I talked to said that this has been a marital game changer. You know, this has been something that's really reduced the amount of nagging one feels they have to do to the other. They don't have to just hand the person a paper list as soon as they walk in the door and say, please do these five things around the house. They don't have to constantly bug each other. It's there. It's on the list. Everybody can see it. They know what they're supposed to do. And so they don't need to argue about it. That's not to say that this solves all problems. I mean, couples will still argue about things. There may be tasks they don't like to do. One couple I talked to said they, you know, they still kind of go back and forth and have arguments about things. So it's, you know, it can't solve everything, but it can make things more transparent and it can make couples see that, you know, maybe they don't shoulder all of the household to-dos like they think they do. You know, when you kind of see it all written out, you might find that your partner is doing a lot more than you gave him or her credit for. And that is something that some of the folks I talked to said, that they didn't realize just how much their spouse did until they actually saw it written down.
Wall Street Journal family and tech columnist Julie Jargon. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.